Hello, this is 5 minutes of the Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 766, 766. And I said to you yesterday that the word of God is like what? A pistol, a gun, and that immediately you pull the trigger. It doesn't know gender, it doesn't know color, it doesn't know height, it doesn't know whether you meant to pull the trigger or not. It will, so far as the trigger is pulled, it will hit the target and it will bring you the same results. So the word that you speak, if you put God's word into your mouth and you say it, you are going to get God's results. You pull the trigger and it doesn't know whether it's a man or a human being or a spirit or God or a devil. It will work in the same way. Oh, hallelujah. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig the gold. We're talking about the death of Christ. So we're going for the golden scripture. This is where we've dug all the gold, all these months that we've been listening to this podcast. And that is 1 Corinthians 15 from this one. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received and wherein is stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." I always pause here to say, if not believed in vain, that you believe in the resurrection from the dead, isn't it? Then it continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we've been looking at the death of Christ. We knew the physical events, but not the revelator. Went to Genesis and now, and then to Luke chapter 1 for the incarnation, and now we are in Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." He told you how to pay attention, how you can prioritize God's word. And we read in Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree. The disciples said to him, "Master, Master, the fig tree that he cursed is dead." And Jesus said something profound in Mark 11:23, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So I'm teaching you how you release your faith through the words you speak. And whether it is faith that you're releasing or fear, fear is faith in reverse. I taught you that like a car, when you're going on in reverse, who is going to be able to stand and be able to push you forward? No, it's not possible. So that's why people keep saying, pastor is praying for me, but it's not working. You are in reverse. You need to come back, move from reverse into faith. And when you move into faith, and that's why I'm teaching you this, that the words you speak, so you cannot come and receive powerful prayer. They pray over me powerfully. Then when you go back, you say, "I don't even know what to do. I don't know, because this thing has been going on for a long time. How many years? Is it not 5 years? I don't." Please, immediately you've gone into reverse and the vehicle, your life is moving back. Why should you do that? When I can have God's effect if I put God's word in my mouth. Open your Bible, look for the scripture that concerns you, put it in your mouth and begin to warm up. Boom in the morning, boom in the afternoon, boom in the, and sometimes even give it boom. Oh, you will see great results in your life. I get so excited because I know that this is real, that this works. Okay, so put the word in your mouth, and I want us to pick this man, because he did what I'm asking you to do. He is called the centurion. The centurion met Jesus Christ because his servant was seriously ill, and he sent a message to Jesus and said, "Lord, I'm not worthy." When they said to Jesus, "The centurion is a good man. He has built us a synagogue. Please go and heal the servant for us." Then the centurion sent away. They said, answered and said, "Lord," said to Jesus, "Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof." Matthew 8:8. Matthew 8:8. Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. And people just major in on that I am not worthy, holy Lord, that thou shouldest come. That is not the essence. It's not because it's not worthy. That is not the thing. The point he was making was that he said that what he really wanted to say, what was the most meaningful thing was going to say, was that, but speak the word only. That is what we're looking for. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come. Don't bother about coming to me. He said, I know that the gun will work. I know that the bullet will hit its target. If you pull the trigger, Jesus, if you pull the trigger, it will work. And in those times, of course, Jesus had come to be an example for all of us to see how we were going to operate. And therefore, many men will not be able to speak and have what they say come to pass. Like now, he's finished and he's passed on the baton to us. He said, what I did, you can also do it when you speak the word. So he recognized he was a Gentile. He was not even part of the covenant. And yet he could tell. He said, Lord, I have seen how you've been operating. And I see that you speak only. And when you speak, it is released. Boom, there it goes. And it's effective. So don't bother to come to me. Speak your word. Speak the word only. And when you speak, my servant will be healed. Wow. You ought to listen to tomorrow's one. Yes, you ought to listen to tomorrow's message, because it is lethal. He was so blessed. Blessed. Please come up for more and share this link with somebody.